Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 94, stanzas 1 through 4. Thy mercy and thy truth, O Lord, transcend the lofty sky, and thy judgments are a mighty deep, and as the mountains high. 1 through 4 of Psalter 94.
Thank you. The portion of God's word that we wish to read this evening, you can find recorded in the book of Psalms and thereof Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseneth the prisoners, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raised them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous, the Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
We hope to remember in prayer this evening the mourning families of Mr. Cor Hybor of the Picture Butte congregation who passed away this morning. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we hear that message once again, coming unto each and every one of us, men going the way of all the earth, the way of all flesh according to thy holy word, wherein thou hast said in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And so we can read it in thy word, time and time again, though man has lived almost sometimes to 1,000 years, and yet we read, and he died. And so it is also of this father, of this friend, that it is now written of him, and he died. Lord, that thou may look upon those that remain behind, and the widow, the children, the grandchildren, the relatives, because from our sight, then we can give them nothing. But from thy sight, thou art able to give them everything. For thou art able to comfort, when no man is able, and wilt thou look upon them all together in the days that must come, that thou may be their strength, and that thou may be their refuge, and that thou may teach them and us together of the uncertainty of our life, of the certainty of our death, and that we may learn to live as strangers here below, as pilgrims traveling unto our long home. And when we are gathered together in this day for a second time, then it is to beseech of thee that which is necessary for our lives in the season that is to come. And who is sufficient for these things, to lay before thee his own need, but to lay before thee the need of others. Lord, that thou may instruct us in that supplication, in that intercession, and that we may look to him who has interceded for his people, who knows what the groanings are of those who are here below, and who has interceded with groanings which cannot be uttered. Lord, thou knowest all the needs of this life. Then we beseech thee that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, and that our garners may be full, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in their streets, and that our oxen may be strong to labor, and that there be no breaking in or going out, and that there be no complaining in our streets. Oh, happy is that people, and that is in such a case thy servant did exclaim, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Oh, that we may be found then among them, and that we could not do without thee, and that we may receive that instruction and that happiness, and that is to that never-ending eternity, and that we may receive from thee everything that is for this time also, and that thou may grant us that trust that comes before thee daily, and that we may labor in this world, not as having to accomplish anything ourselves, but in obedience to thy command, 6 days shalt thou labor, and looking up to thee for that blessing which thou alone art able to give. Wilt thou grant then what is necessary to the farmers when they will go out into the fields once again, that thou may give the necessary rain and sunshine, and that thou may give the strength to labor and thy blessing upon it. Also, all those that labor in other fields in this world, and thou knowest each one and his place here below, that thou may give faithfulness, diligence, and ability in all of our work, that thou may remember the mothers in their households. Wilt thou give strength also in a looking up unto thee, in that a great task that is laid upon shoulders of fathers and of mothers? And wilt thou grant wisdom and faithfulness in that work? Children also that may fear thee in the tenderness of their youth, wilt thou cause them to remember thee while they are still young? Be with our school, our teachers from day to day, and when they stand before our children, Lord, we beseech thee that thou may grant thy blessing also in that place. Oh, that thy spirit may accompany thy word, and which may also be brought there, and may it be in all simplicity, that thy spirit's work may one day become evident, that there may be those that fear thy name in truth. Wilt thou bring thy word into the hearts in this coming season? Lord, then we also are thy servant, and we are called to do even as the farmers in our midst, that we are called to sow the seed. Then, Lord, we are not sufficient for these things, and thou alone art able to plow up the fallow ground and to give place for the seed of thy word to fall. Thou alone knowest the heart of each one, and art able to give us the words to speak, and that in that fitting moment in the need of thy children, thy word may be sweet unto their taste. Oh, we beseech thee then, that in this way also there may be fruit in the season that is to come, may be much fruit upon in thy vineyard, also here in this our own congregation. Lord, that thou may look upon the whole denomination. Oh, that thou wouldst thyself return, for thou hast labored amongst our fathers, that we may read of when they have written it for us. Oh, that this also may be able to be spoken of in our days, that our children also may be given to hear it by times, from their father and their mother, from their grandfather and from their grandmother, and that thou thyself would work and labor in the midst of thy church over the length and breadth of the whole world, and those that are called to go forth upon the mission fields, and those to the established congregations, increase their number in that season that lies before us. Oh, then it is necessary that there are also laborers in that vineyard. Lord, we beseech thee then, when the curatorium hopes to meet again, oh, that thou may gladden us with thy deeds, that thou may send forth men yet of thy own choosing, and that thou may give, that all together we may acknowledge thee. Remember the teachers, remember the students. Wilt thou grant them a courage from above in all the studies and all the labors of their hands? Remember thou our great nations in which we live. O Lord, thou knowest what we deserve, for thou knowest how far that we have left thee. O, we beseech thee, that thou may be pleased to look upon us and to turn us again. Oh, that thou thyself would seek us out, even as lost sheep, and that thou may find us, and wilt thou bring us again to thy word and to thy testimonies, and that also in the season that lies before us, and we may not continue to slide further and further away from thee. Oh, do thou what is necessary to bring us back again, for thou knowest the hearts of all men, and also of the kings, those that rule and reign over us. Oh, that thou may grant us men of thy choosing, that may fear thy name, and that thy law may once again be respected, and thy name honored, and thy day reverenced, to be made sacred once again. Wilt thou look upon all those that are upon the judgment seats, give righteous judgments, remember those in the prisons, be with all those that are afflicted, all that are sick, all that have serious diseases. Thou knowest where that they are, and the season also that lies before them. O Lord, that thou may bless the efforts that are put forth, of doctors, of nurses, of medications, and that we may never put our trust in them, but that our eye may be upon thee, who art almighty, and who doest according to thy will. Look thou upon us then in mercy. Lord, to whom else can we go but unto thee? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, help thou us then in this evening, and when we are gathered together as a congregation. Lord, thou knowest also all that have had no desire to come up, because we see that there are many empty places. Oh, Lord, is it so that there is no desire? Oh, if that is the case, wilt thou remember us in mercy, and wilt thou turn us again? But could it please thee in this evening hour, and that there are yet two or three, and that are gathered in Thy name, and that Thou may be in the midst of us, and bless us undeservedly, with a blessing out of Thy heavenly store. Lord, help us, strengthen us for our body, and grant us in our soul what is necessary to bring this blessed portion of Thy holy word of truth. And we ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 419, stanzas 4 and 5. From stores on high, Thy streams flow over in the hard and arid land. The fields are sown with corn and clover, provided by Thy hand. And what follows in 4 and 5 of Psalter 419 in the last collection, and there is only one collection today for the Calvin Christian School, unless otherwise marked. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Are you happy, congregation? Are you happy, young people? Because we read here in God's Word that there is a happy people here upon this earth. And who are they? The psalmist says, they are those who have the God of Jacob for their help. The God of Jacob. Who is now that God of Jacob? Do you remember what the Lord has done for Jacob? What has the Lord done for Jacob that has made him such a happy, such a blessed man? Do you remember what he has done for him? Already when he had to flee from his father's house, that was when he was lying in his guilt, and when he was lying there, children, with his brother behind him in much fear and exposed to all the wild animals. And when he has only a rock, a stone for his pillow, then there we find the Lord appearing to him. There the Lord, he speaks to him. The Lord says to him, Jacob, I am going with you. I will go with you where you go. I will stay with you where you stay, and I will bring you back again unto this place, because this land I will give to you and to your seed. Or was that not then a happy man, even in his exile? That was a man who had so much trouble from his father-in-law. And in all his afflictions, when that miser Laban, he is changing his wages 10 times over again, then the Lord, he is watching over Jacob. Then there is nothing that the enemy is actually able to do to touch him. And when Jacob is going away, then Jacob is a rich man. Did he steal all those cattle? No, but the Lord had given to him all those cattle of his father-in-law. Or was that then not a happy, a blessed man? And when the angels of God themselves are sent from heaven to meet him, when he is on the way, when he receives the protection from the Lord, so that Laban, when he comes to do him harm and to take everything away from him, then the Lord, he is rebuking him. See that thou speak not unto Jacob good or bad. Was he not a happy man? Or even in his fears, when he is looking forward and when he is hearing that Esau, oh, his feared brother, Esau is coming to meet him with 400 men. Oh, then he is using the means, yes. Oh, then he is dividing. Because if the one may is taken, then the others, they shall be left. But all those means, they are not sufficient for Jacob. And what do we read? We read that the Lord is visiting Jacob. that the Lord is coming to Jacob to do what? Oh, he is coming to speak unto him, so that Jacob may say, I have seen the Lord face to face, and my life is preserved. That is a man that went from then on halting on his thigh. No more strength from Jacob, but whose strength was in the Lord himself. And now we have a season before us. Oh, would that not be a wonder if we also may have the God of Jacob for our help? Jacob's life, that was a life that was full of afflictions, and yet the Bible says he was a happy man. And why so happy? If we may have that God of Jacob for our help. Well, David says, because he has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that therein is. Everything. So that when there is any need, that there is no lack, that there is no resource in that whole wide world that he is not able to give unto his needy children. Why else? He says, because he keepeth truth forever. What does that mean? That means what he has said to Jacob, that he will do it, that it is his own word, that he is faithful, so that that word that was spoken unto Jacob, Jacob may go forward with, not doubting, but that the Lord will certainly fulfill and do as he hath spoken. That he may plead upon it. That he may say, remember, O Lord, that word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. And that he may go forward with that blessed certainty of that help. Oh, to have that God of Jacob for our help. And what else? Oh, there is so much more. There is too much that we can speak about it in this evening. But you may read it again, boys and girls, when you go home. And see now all those blessings that are connected to this God of Jacob being our help. Will you not ask for that then when you are young? Will you not seek it when you are young? We want only to speak about one of those things, if the Lord will give it in this hour. And that is found in the second part of the seventh verse of Psalm 146. Psalm 146, verse 7, the second part, which giveth food to the hungry. So far, the words of our text. Food given to the hungry. First, for sustenance. Second, for nourishment. Third, for sweetness. Fourth, for satisfaction. And fifth, for appetite. Thus, 5 points. Food given to the hungry, first for sustenance, second for nourishment, third for sweetness, fourth for satisfaction, and fifth for appetite. Which giveth food to the hungry? Do you ever give food to the hungry? Because the hungry, they are many times poor. And they are unable to afford that food. And so, boys and girls, to give food to the hungry, and that is an act of what? that is an act of mercy, that is to show mercy unto someone who is miserable, that does not have enough to eat. Mercy, that is the way of the Lord. That is what you read from the first book in the Bible, the first chapter, even to the last book in the Bible. That is the way of the Lord from beginning to end. It is a way of mercy. And more than mercy, because it is also a way of grace. Because poverty, that is our own fault. Our poverty that has come as a consequence, as a result of our sin. And thus, we are not only miserable people, but we are also guilty people in that misery, which means that we have made ourselves unworthy of that mercy. And what is that? And when mercy will be shown to someone who is unworthy of it, that is grace. That is grace. The world is hungry, and the world is fed. They are fed by the Lord, even though it is undeserved, and even though they do not ask Him, even though they do not fold their hands and close their eyes, and that there is no acknowledgement of the Lord, which giveth food to the hungry, even without a prayer day, making a sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sending his rain upon the just and upon the unjust. You say, well, why then do we pray? Why then do we have a prayer day? Because the world, they are receiving it just as well as we. So children, maybe you say, well, then we don't need to pray. Fold our hands and close our eyes and ask the Lord and acknowledge Him. But does it make a difference to us whether it is coming out of His right hand or out of His left hand? Does it make a difference to us whether that is just merely in His allowance or if it is actually given unto us in His favor? Because even the animals, they go unto the Lord for their food. Because we read in the Bible that He giveth unto the beast his meat and to the ravens that cry. David, he says, these all wait upon thee, that thou may give them their food in their season. They wait upon the Lord, those animals. Because who else can give that to the animals? Then we cannot. When the Lord spoke to Job, and then He spoke about Himself, He spoke about His greatness, and then He said to Job, will you hunt the prey for the lion? And will you fill the appetite of those young lions? No. He says, that is now something that belongs to me, which giveth food to the hungry. That is, in their dependence, upon Him. That is, of course, so different with the Lord Himself, because He says that every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. He knows all the birds, the fowls of the mountains, and all the beasts of the field, He says, are mine. If I was hungry, I would not ask of thee, because the world is mine, and all that therein is. Thus he says that I am so independent, that I depend on no one, that I am fulfilled in and of myself. Thus, if there is one that is so independent, then he is the source of all good unto all creatures, because there is no one else in the whole world and that is independent as God is independent. And thus he teaches us also where that we must get our food from. He instructs us where that we must expect that food from and to whom that we must be looking for all our needs. And not only so, but we are taught here also how that we receive our food. And what is it that is freely? Why? Because he says, which giveth food to the hungry. Thus, he is not selling that food to the hungry. When there is really a hungry man, and when he is not able to pay for that food, then it is offensive. And then we will withhold that food until that he is able to pay, or even require him to pay that afterwards. Why? Because that hunger, that is something that needs to be fulfilled. And because that food that is coming from the Lord in all of its freedom, and so we are receiving it also freely, even though we have to pay for it in the stores, still we are receiving all that food freely from the Lord. Thus, are we willing, are we ready also to share some of this with those who are hungry? And we read to whom that he is giving that food. It says, which giveth food to the hungry. That is, not that he is giving that food unto the full, but he is giving that food unto the hungry. And what is that speaking about? That is speaking about suitability. Because there are now two things that go together. Hunger and food. That is not fullness and food. Because fullness and food do not go together. Because Solomon says, the full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. And those are all things that we know. We have not said to you yet anything new. All things that we are acquainted with here below in our daily life, and because we are alive, they are the things of our experience. They are known even by the children. But now what do we read that the Lord Jesus says? He says, and that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And thus all those things concerning that food, they have also for us instruction concerning a spiritual food, spiritual matters. After the Lord Jesus fed the multitudes, then the people sought him. They could not find him. They found him all the way over on the other side of the sea. So they did so much work to come to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said to them, he says, you seek me. Why do you seek me? You seek me because you ate of the loaves and were filled. That is, because I gave you earthly blessings. Is that what we do too? Do we seek Him in order that we may receive the earthly blessings? Is that now sufficient for us? Is that now our religion, because we are in our hearts hypocrites? And the Lord warned the people, and He told them, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth to life everlasting. Thus, is that now that meat for which you may come up continually to the house of the Lord? Is that now that meat that in a special, yes, we need and we ask for that in a special way this day for all the temporal things, but is now that need for that other food, is that lying for anyone this evening in the foreground, that you may be laboring, that you may be desiring, not merely the outward bread? Because Christ, He says, the bread of God is He which came down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Giveth life unto the world. And how then does He give life unto the world? Well, we read that the apostle, he says that God's word that is quick and powerful. Thus, what does it mean to be quick? We read in the Bible about the quick and the dead. Thus, the quick that is the living, quick that is the sensitive part. So that word of God that is quick and powerful, thus that word of God is that which is giving life. Life that is given in the creation, that is given by generation and by regeneration. Three ways. Thus we know life that was given in the creation when the Lord has created the animals, the life of the plant world, and also given life unto mankind. Thus, we have the life created by God. Then we have life by generation, because all of the angels, of course, they were given life in one moment. Every one of them existing in the creation of God and no more coming. But that is not so with man. But that life that is now being given one soul at a time, that is a life by generation. And of course, then we know that spiritual life, that is life by regeneration. But now, after that life is given, boys and girls, you will understand it, after that life is given, then that little baby, and that baby must drink, that baby must eat. Why? Because when there is life there, well, that life has to also be sustained. It has to be upheld. And when there is life by that regeneration through that word, then how is that life upheld in the life of God's children? Then it is upheld through that word. The dead do not eat. They do not need any food. Food is not fitting for them. It is not suitable to them. They are not able to receive it. That is just the opposite to the living. Because the living, they are not able to do without food if they will be sustained. Thus, food that is now essential to life. If it is not given, then that life that will famish, it will peter away. And food is the means that the Lord has given to sustain that life. It does not have to be, because we know that Moses, for example, he has gone 40 days unto Horeb, and that he was sustained without food. The Lord Jesus was also tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and he has gone also 40 days without food. It is not necessary that food should be the means of sustaining our life. And yet, it is the good pleasure of the Lord that he has given that food may be that means. Why then did Christ feed the multitude? Because we do not read in the Bible that the Lord Jesus did miracles just for the sake of doing miracles. When Herod desired of the Lord Jesus a miracle, then he refused to do it. But the Lord Jesus always did miracles when there was a true need. When they were sick, and when there were those he rose from the dead, but also where there was hunger, which giveth food to the hungry. Hunger. What is hunger? Hunger is a feeling. Hunger is a discomfort, a feeling of discomfort. And that hunger that can turn into actual pain. We do not know really what hunger is. But that hunger, that is that feeling, that pain, that is due to the lack of food. Where does that come from? That comes from the Lord. So he has created us. To whom does he give it? Hunger. Well, he gives hunger to those who are alive. And why does he give hunger to those who are alive? Because that is the means whereby they may seek that which is necessary to keep them alive. Maybe you have had a sick relative in the hospital, and they were not hungry. And if they were not hungry, then what often has to be done? Well, then we can see it time and again. When we make our visits, then there is a beloved husband, and he is trying to feed his wife. And then he says, "You must eat something." She says, "I am not hungry." And then he is using means to convince her that she may eat something. And why? Because that food that is so necessary for her existence. And thus, the Lord has created us with hunger. Because if there was no hunger, then we would have to be forced to eat. And you can ask those who have experienced it how difficult that is to try to force someone to eat who is not hungry. Hunger, that is a sign of life. Because hunger that does not belong unto the dead. And when that death we see that closing in upon a person, then we find that that hunger also that is beginning to disappear because that life that is waning away. The living know very well when that food that is being withheld from them. Why? Because they feel that hunger. Because they feel that craving within themselves. And sometimes the Lord is withholding it. We heard that this morning. And why does the Lord withhold that food by times? He withholds it in order that a man may consider. That a man may think. That is very effective. And why is it so effective? Because of the hunger. Because of that pain. So the psalmist, in Psalm 107, he says, "Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." Oh, that hunger. And when that food is withheld, that chastisement of the Lord. And we can read in the Bible of the children of Israel that the Lord has blessed them and that they have withheld the tithes from him. And the Lord says, "Bring those tithes into the storehouse. And if thou will only prove me we're herewith, I will open the heavens and I will pour you out a blessing. But when you will not do so, then I will withhold them. And you shall feel that pain of hunger." Thus the Lord, he is making them by times to feel. And if that continues unsatisfied, then there is death, which giveth food to the hungry. How important is hunger? Why? Because of the necessity of food. For what? For our existence. That we may continue in that life that is given unto us from the Lord, but also more. We're going to sing first 164, 1, 2, and 3. "Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee. My spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, an exile in this desert waste, in which no waters be, in which no waters be." 1, 2, and 3 of 164.
Thank you.
which giveth food to the hungry, that is not only necessary for our existence, but it is necessary also for our nourishment. That is, it is necessary for our health, spiritual life. That is, in a way, different from our natural life. How is that? That is, when our natural life is given to us, that natural life is going to die. But that spiritual life that is given children, that never dies, that is what it means when the Bible speaks about the perseverance of the saints, that is a life now that can never be taken away. Is that not a life that is worth seeking? But though the state of a man, that is, that he is given life, that is so sure, still it is not always the same in the condition of his life. That is, like when a person is alive, but then it is possible that somebody is also sick, or that he is sleeping. That healthy soul hungers. The more exercise that he has, the more that he receives and needs that nourishment. Although he does not really understand how that the Lord is nourishing him through that food. But now that food that is not fitting to a person who is sick or to a person who is sleeping. And that person is not hungry. There are times when for him even that food that is loathsome. Asaph said that men did eat angels' food. Where? In the wilderness. What was it? That was the manna. Angels' food. That was food that was given to them from the Lord himself. Directly. And yet we read of a time that people said that our soul loatheth this light bread. Thus, we have a people that were sickly. What was fitting for them? All sometimes when we are sick, then we need a very bitter medication. And so we can read it there too. Flesh, what they desired. When it was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, a great plague. And why? That the Lord may make them hungry again. For that angel's food. Thus, the Lord, he is not always feeding with just that same food. And what is that food for that regenerated life? That is his word. Thus, the Lord is not coming with the same word all the time for all his children and for his children in every circumstance of their life. No, but that word that is varying according to the condition, according to the need of their soul, to make it fitting, to make it suitable, because he giveth food unto the hungry. Thus, milk for the babes, strong meat for them who are come to a full age. He is rebuking those that are wandering. He is speaking an encouraging word to those who are of little faith. There is a religion. Young people, there is a religion in our day, they have one message for everyone. You know what that message is? That message is Jesus loves you. You know what it is like? It is like that leftover manna in the wilderness, which bred worms and stank, and it was suitable, it was fit for no one. No, that word of God that does not enter the soul of a man except it be found, except it be experienced within his heart to be fitting, except it be experienced in his heart to be suitable unto himself from the Lord. Thus, the Lord, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, that enters not in the heart of a man until he experiences within his own heart that Pharisee. And when he may know himself as that Pharisee, and when the Lord is then coming with that word, then that word of woe that is entering as a dart into his soul. The Lord, he said, soul, soul, why persecutest thou me? Did that ever enter your heart? If the Lord would make you in your heart to feel to be that persecutor, then the Lord's word that will find its mark, but not until then. I know of a man that was slandering his brother. And he said, then I read the word of God, Psalm 50, where it says, thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. And he said, that word that came directly into my heart. When the Lord, he says, I am that bread which came down from heaven. How is that word to enter into our heart? How is that word ever to find its place within me? There is only one way, and that is that my soul that may perceive within myself what that hunger is. And when that is perceived, then a man eats and drinks that word of the Lord. When the Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is but one people that may eat and drink from that word of the Lord. And that is those in whom the Lord has placed that heavy burden. And then that word of the Lord that becomes food and drink. It becomes nourishment for their soul, which giveth food to the hungry, which giveth drink to the thirsty, which giveth medicine unto the sick, fit in every circumstance, which giveth food to the hungry, not only for their continued existence, not even only for their nourishment, but there is more, that is also for savor. That is also for sweetness. Oh, we cannot possibly exalt the Lord for His goodness in the land of the living. That He gives to us food and drink, not only that we may continue in this life, and not only that we may be healthy in this life, we hope you don't eat, young people, all that junk, because that is also not right. But it is not only for that existence and not only for that nourishment, but it is also for enjoyment. Is that not a wonder? To whom? That was not cut off in the fall, but that has continued beyond the fall, so that He has given to us in this life not only life and not only health, but that there may be pleasure. Is it not a wonder that we can taste? Because there are people that have lost that ability to taste. Do you enjoy eating? Be careful, because we must eat to live, and we must not live to eat. But it is still very important that we may know something of that taste of food. It is so important that we know something of the deliciousness of food. And why? Because that food is again a picture of those spiritual matters that the Lord is laying out for His church in His Word. If we think that it is good to eat natural food, how do you think it is if a man may eat and drink from that Word of God? Jeremiah, he says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word that was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." Was it ever the joy and the rejoicing of your heart? And what is it that is now making that word, that food, to be so sweet? It is the suitability. He gives food to whom? He gives food to the hungry. Because that full soul loatheth the honeycomb, but that hungry soul, to him, even the bitter things are sweet. Why? Because food that is suitable to hunger, it is the freeness of it that is so sweet unto the poor. It is the power of it that is so sweet to the weak. Oh, how was that for Ruth? That Moabitess, she says, "I am not one like unto one of thine handmaidens. I am a stranger." And Boaz, he says to her, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide fast by my maidens. And when thou art thirsty, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Or was it not food and drink, not yet even that water, but just the words? Unto that Moabitish woman, who was not like unto one of his handmaidens, it is the fullness of it, that fullness that is so sweet unto those who are empty. And it is the greatness of it that is so sweet unto those who feel themselves to be so insignificant, like Mephibosheth, when he came before David in all his fears, the grandson of the persecutor of David. And then to hear, "Fear not, Mephibosheth, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake." Congregation, David, he says, "Oh, taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good." Did you ever taste? Taste that word of God. Because to taste it, that is something so different than that we only know of that word in our minds. The Lord Jesus said to that people, He said, "You must eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and you must drink his blood, or you have no life in you." Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, which giveth food to the hungry. And not only so, for their existence, for their nourishment, for their satisfaction, or for the sweetness, but also for their satisfaction. That is, that they may be filled, because what does food do? Food that satisfies. It satisfies what? It satisfies that pain. It satisfies that hunger. And it removes that feeling of discomfort. And it ends in a blessed enjoyment of satisfaction. The Lord Jesus, he said, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness." Why? Not because of that hunger, not because of that thirst, that is pain. But he says, "For they shall be filled." The bride, she says, "He brought me unto the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love." Oh, she would depart from that place no more if it were possible. Because then she felt that every need that she had, that was completely fulfilled. And then an experience of the fullness of the Lord that is passing every fullness that we can experience in this world. Oh, it is the fullness of him who filleth all in all. David, he says, "My cup runneth over. Which giveth food to the hungry." Oh, it does not stay that way. "That my cup runneth over." Not here below. At the transfiguration, when the disciples, three of them, they may see the glory of the Lord. Moses, Elias, and then Peter. He says, "Lord, let us make three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias." He says, "Let us remain here." And then he would make a heaven upon the earth. But that cannot be. But the time is coming, it will be different. And that is why we say in that last point that food that is given for appetite, which giveth food to the hungry for appetite. Congregation, we do that. Sometimes in our world, we have an appetizer. What is it? A little bit. A little bit before the meal. And what does that appetizer do? Well, that makes your body, that makes you desire that food that is still to come. Then it is just a little bit. But then there is a desire. Then the then the gastric juices, they begin to flow. That is all in that blessed creation of the Lord in our bodies, which giveth food to the hungry. Why? Oh, that they may hunger and thirst for that time where there shall be no more hunger and where there shall be no more thirst. Because we read that that Lamb that is in the midst of the throne, He shall feed them and He shall lead them unto those living fountains of waters. David, he says, the meek, they shall eat and they shall be satisfied. Oh, they shall praise the Lord who seek Him. Your heart, he says, shall live forever. Live forever. Why? Because it is feeding on food that shall be forever and forever. That is that at that great supper of that Lamb. Your heart shall live forever and ever. And then abundantly, abundantly satisfied, the Lord says, with the goodness of thy house, and to drink of the river of the pleasures of the Lord. Oh, what a meal. What a meal. What an eating is coming for that blessed church of God. O people of the Lord, if that little bit before that meal, if that is now experienced to be so sweet, then what shall it be when you may sit and eat at that table wherefrom you shall never go away? O congregation, ask the Lord. Will you do that earnestly, boys and girls? Because our life is so short. It is so short. Do you know when the Lord begins most of the time, children? In the days of our youth. And what are we doing with the days of our youth? Do you seek the Lord? You must ask the Lord, because we were together today. It is a prayer day, and that is for food. But when you go home, then you have to say, Lord, I am not hungry. I am not hungry. And if I will have that food, then it is necessary first to become hungry. Then we must begin at the beginning. Or ask the Lord that He may give you to hunger and to thirst after righteousness, because they shall be filled. And they shall be filled by Him which giveth food to the hungry. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou bless thy word? Thou knowest that we have no hunger by nature, and so little hunger after received grace, unless thou comest, from whom we receive everything. O Lord, thou art the Alpha and thou art the Omega. Remember us in the season that lies before, and that this eating and this drinking may become the experience of each and every one of us, because we cannot miss it, as we cannot miss it in this life. Oh, if we miss that spiritual eating, then we are dead. Oh, then we are dead, Lord. We need to be made alive. Remember us in thy mercy. Wilt thou look upon us in the days to come, those that must stand at an open grave? Be with those and that will lead in thy house in the coming Sabbath day. And us also in traveling, and all those that will travel with us, when the classes will be held next week, when thou wilt give it, wilt thou be in our midst, And wilt thou stand on our right and on our left hand, and be thou among us, because we cannot miss thee and thy wisdom, and bring us safely once again unto this our flock. Wilt thou remember each one, forgiving all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. 31, 6, and 7. Defend me from the pride of from the men of pride, whose portion is below, who with life's treasures satisfied, no better portion know. They with earth's joys and wealth content, must leave them all when life is spent. 6 and 7. Of Psalter 31.
Amen.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.